ground, and he was now in a Harinam Sankirtan, taking the holy name to all far reaches of the world, you know. And I think you all loved him in Russia also. Yeah, he was a wonderful devotee.
It is really true that he was driving a Guru sometimes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes, he would drive.
So he could drive.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. And he was with Gurudev everywhere in India. When Gurudev could no longer come to Ratha Yatra, he would stay in Ratha Yatra in Kolkata, and they would watch it on television. And he described it, it's like a football commentary, you know. Oh, another one's coming out of the temple, and the devotees are dancing, and describing the whole thing, and he's relating what the commentator on the Ratha Yatra is saying, you know. That's the incredible enthusiasm, you know. Incredible enthusiasm. And amazing, when there was a Harinam Sankirtan party there, when he was present,
yes.
just extraordinary, with such potency. And he always kept in contact with his good friends in ISKCON, Shamasunda, Gurudas, and others. Shamasunda says, Chidananda, he calls him then, my very good friend. He was well liked by so many people. They loved him, actually. Yamuna, all of them. Because he was just such a simple, humble guy. Would do any kind of service, anything, and do anything for everybody. He had that heart of a devotee. We were very fortunate to have had his association. I think about him many times, and I look at his example of what he should do in Krishna consciousness. He always had the eye. There's three kinds of service of a devotee. There's someone who can see what needs to be done and pleases the guru. And there's someone who is instructed by the guru to do something and does it. And there's this kind of third kind of level of service, which says that someone says, oh, the guru tells something, and then they forget, and someone comes back and, what was it you want me to do, Maharaj? Or is this a bit sort of wish, bit indifferent, you know, not so clued in? But Siddhanti Maharaj was that, always saw the necessity, could see the necessity of what was required. That's what struck me about him. And you do it. And Gurudev loved that.
Yes.
He loved that. He tried to raise all his disciples to that standard. Yeah. Do what is necessary, see what is necessary, and pray to see what is necessary without bothering the guru, just do it. The guru would be pleased. That was Siddhanti Maharaj's mood. But he would take instruction, he would do what guru told him to do. Of course, if he asked him to do something, he would do it. That was his mood. So we're very fortunate. So I'm eager to hear some of your pastimes with Siddhanti Maharaj.